Ever notice how some AI conversations feel incredibly smooth, almost like talking to another person?
Yeah, and then others just feel a bit off.
Exactly. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the really dynamic world of AI avatars and voice assistants. We pulled together some really interesting stuff here. Market reports predicting, massive growth, academic studies looking at user psychology, privacy, even how AI presenters might affect how well we learn things.
Yeah, our mission is really to unpack what drives people to adopt these things or maybe resist them. Where are they making the biggest impact? And also those subtle psychological factors, things like trust, engagement. You're going to walk away with a much clearer picture of this whole digital frontier.
Okay, let's get into it. We hear these terms, AI avatars, voice assistants. What exactly are we talking about here? Like, how do we define them in this space?
Right, so at their core, AI avatars are basically digital representations. They're designed to mimic humans' appearance, behavior, how we communicate.
So facial expressions, gestures, speech, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Then you have voice assistants. Those are more the software tools we talk to, right?
Like asking it to play music or manage your schedule.
Precisely. Responding to questions, performing actions, opening a web page, maybe. They both offer a lot of capabilities to make things more convenient, more engaging.
And these aren't just like fringe technologies anymore, are they? The
Yeah.
market seems to be, well, exploding.
Oh, absolutely. Exploding is a good word. The AI avatar market alone, look at the projections from about $0.8 billion in 2025 to nearly $6 billion by 2032.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a compound annual growth rate, over 33%. And voice assistants, they're already everywhere, over 200 million in use globally.
That's staggering. What's really driving this huge uptake?
Well, a big driver is this rising demand for hyper-personalized digital interactions. People want experiences that feel tailored. Companies are using AI avatars to create that feeling, that it's like a real-life interaction. They use advanced NLP, computer vision, machine learning, all to mimic human conversation, understand what you prefer, adapt quickly.
So like a virtual shopping guide online.
Exactly like that, yeah. Assisting users based on maybe their viewing history. But there's also a huge cost-saving aspect. Some companies have shown they can cut production expenses, like for videos, by more than 80% using these AI avatars.
80%. Okay, that's a massive incentive. So it's not just about the cool factor, it's really practical benefits, cost efficiency.
Precisely, yeah. They offer scalable, cost-effective ways to give personalized support, make learning better, suggest products, and across so many sectors: customer service, entertainment, education, healthcare.
You mentioned different types.
Yeah, you have the non-interactive ones, often pre-scripted, maybe for marketing or brand mascots, or the fully customizable ones. These let users create really unique digital personas. And that segment, the customizable one, that's expected to see the fastest growth. It ties back to that demand for personalized digital experiences.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. With all this growth, all these benefits, are they just embracing these AI entities without thinking twice? What about things like privacy?
That's a really important question. Privacy infringement? It is a significant concern. It comes up again and again. I mean, as we move more online, we generate vast amounts of data, right? And collecting and storing that inherently boosts the risk of privacy violations.
Makes sense.
And one study focusing specifically on AI voice assistants found that, yeah, privacy concerns are a major limiting factor for their development. People worry about sensitive info leaking, location data being exposed.
So if privacy is such a big worry, how does that actually affect whether someone uses these things or not? Does it just stop them?
Well, interestingly, the study found it's not quite a direct link. Privacy concerns don't seem to directly cause what they call innovation resistance. But, and this is key, it does significantly increase a user's perception of risk, how risky it feels. And it's
Really?
that risk perception that then acts as a kind of mediator, an indirect pathway connecting the privacy worries to resisting these new technologies.
Yeah.
It's all about how risky it feels.
That's fascinating. So it's the feeling of vulnerability, not just the technical fact. What can bridge that gap then? Make it feel less risky.
Two things really stood out in the research: anthropomorphism and informativeness.
Anthropomorphism, attributing human-like qualities.
Exactly, giving human characteristics or mental states to non-human things. The study found that when these AI voice assistants seemed more human-like, more anthropomorphic, the perceived risks around privacy went down significantly, and that, in turn, reduced the resistance. So feeling some connection to something human-like seems to put users more at ease, even with those underlying privacy concerns.
That's a really powerful psychological effect. But does that ever backfire? Like make people too trusting, maybe? Or does it hit that uncanny valley thing?
That's a great point. And yes, the uncanny valley is definitely still a hurdle. That's the phenomenon where avatars look almost human, but something's just slightly off.
Right. It feels creepy or unsettling.
Exactly. And it triggers discomfort. A study looked at AI avatars in educational videos, and this came up. Participants who knew the presenter was AI, especially if it was highly human-like, they actually reported being distracted by this perceived eeriness. Some even explicitly mentioned the uncanny valley.
So even if they rated trust similarly on paper, there was this subtle negative reaction going on. And did that affect anything else?
Precisely. It did. The group that was informed, the ones who knew it was AI, they actually scored lower on memory retention.
Really? Lower scores?
Yeah, compared to the group that didn't know. It suggests their attention was divided. They weren't just focusing on the lesson. Part of their brain was busy trying to figure out, is this human or AI?
Which drains mental energy.
Right. Depletes cognitive resources, divides attention. It really points to the importance of design here, mitigating that cognitive load. And another study found something similar. People rated a real human video agent as more trustworthy, liked him more, preferred him over digital avatars.
Hmm?
But interestingly, between the digital avatars, whether they were controlled by a human or by AI, didn't really make a difference in how much people liked them, trusted them, or preferred them.
So the look is more critical than who's pulling the strings once you hit a certain level of realism.
It seems that way, yeah. The visual appearance seems key once it looks reasonably like a person.
Okay, so we've got this really complex picture. Convenience, risk perception, the uncanny valley kicking in, but also the power of making AI feel more human. What does this all mean for how these things are actually being used? Let's start with online shopping. How's it changing things there?
Well, voice assistants are making a huge impact on e-commerce. People even call it voice commerce or voice shopping now. It means using voice commands for, well, everything. Searching for stuff, checking reviews, paying, adding to your cart.
And the numbers back that up.
Oh, yeah. One report said voice commerce hit $1.8 billion in sales back in 2018 and was projected to reach maybe $40 billion by 2022. That's incredibly rapid growth.
Are people actually, you know, doing their regular shopping this way?
Well, a case study looked at young consumers in Vietnam and found a few key things influenced their intention to use voice assistants for shopping.
Like what?
Performance expectancy, basically. How well it works and meets their needs. Price value, getting good efficiency at a low cost. And simply, habit. Once people start, they tend to continue.
So they need to deliver real value and work smoothly.
Exactly. That's crucial.
What about learning? We touched on that study about AI presenters in the uncanny valley. Is education still a growing area despite those potential issues?
Yes, definitely. AI avatars are being used more and more for interactive learning. While that study showed awareness could hinder things if not handled well.
Right, the divided attention issue.
The overall trend is still towards using them as dynamic tutors, ones that can adapt to how fast someone learns. The goal is satisfaction, engagement.
Right.
Maybe using highly stylized individual avatars for lessons.
So making them human-like, but maybe not too human-like, is key.
Potentially. Finding that balance. The idea is, if they seem more human, people might trust them more, have a better emotional experience, which can enhance learning if you avoid that uncanny valley trap.
And where else have we seen these pop up? Healthcare feels like a really significant application.
Huge. Healthcare is a massive growth area. The voice AI market there is projected to grow at something like a 37% average rate each year through 2030.
Wow. How are they being used?
Across the board, really. For patients, they can be helpers for health info. And interestingly, one study found older adults' initial privacy worries dropped a lot once they actually used the tech and had good experiences.
That's good to hear. What about for doctors and nurses?
Big benefits there, too. Tools like Ambient AI Scribes, Think Abridge, are showing real gains. Clinicians report documentation is way easier, less burden, less working after hours.
Lower burnout risk. That's critical.
Absolutely. And better job satisfaction. Microsoft's Dragon Copilot, for example, they're claiming pilots show doctors saving 5 minutes per patient encounter, a 70% drop in burnout.
And patients feel it too.
Apparently so. 93% reported a better overall experience in those pilots. Cedars-Sinai tested something called AIVA Nurse Assistant and got extremely positive feedback from nurses. Faster documentation, better patient experience. Patients felt nurses had more time at the bedside.
So the benefits seem really clear across these different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But circling back to the challenges beyond the uncanny valley, what about those big picture ethical things like privacy? How hard is it to build that trust?
Yeah, it's crucial. The rise of these talking avatars brings major ethical points to the surface. Data privacy, consent, being transparent about how data is used, these are paramount.
And businesses need to be careful.
Extremely careful. Handle user data responsibly, ensure security, get clear consent. There's a very fine line, you know, between helpful personalization and, well, creepy.
Right.
That PwC survey noted that even among people familiar with voice tech, 18% had never used a voice assistant. And half of those just weren't interested, often because of privacy fears.
So trust has to be earned step by step.
Exactly. Consumers say they need to trust it for simple things first, before they'll consider more invasive personalization. It takes time. They need confidence that sensitive stuff, like credit card numbers, is safe and secure.
So where does this leave us? We've gone through this incredible growth, the complex psychology of acceptance and resistance, seeing the impact from shopping to saving doctors' time.
Yeah, we've seen how things like privacy concerns and that uncanny valley can definitely be hurdles, but we've also seen how designing them to feel more human-like and making sure they're genuinely informative and useful, how that can lower the perceived risks and help people adopt them. The big takeaway, really, is that as AI gets woven more tightly into our lives, designing these digital beings with a really deep understanding of human psychology, trust, ethics, it's not just nice to have, it's absolutely essential for them to succeed.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? As these AI entities keep getting better, more human-like, giving us these seamless, personalized experiences, while trying to navigate our deepest privacy concerns, maybe the ultimate test of their success is just how completely forgettable their artificiality eventually becomes.